We all know that negotiations are important when it comes to recruiting, but keep in mind, you're not always negotiating with the recruit. That's what we're going to talk about in this episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast.
Running a brokerage is hard work. So whether you're focused on building your own sales pipeline, hiring the best agents, leveling up your team's production, or protecting culture you've built, you're in the right place. Real estate brings the challenges, and we share the solution. Welcome to the show dedicated to broker entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Brokerpreneur Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast. I am Dr. Ben Spears, Dr. of Flow. I'm here as usual with the big guy, Matt Vine. What's up, Matt?
Just living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
Yeah. So I was thinking, what can I negotiate with Matt today? Come in here and negotiate with Matt.
I'm not much of a negotiator, by the way. It's just a yes or a no.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking, really, one of the things, like, where are we going to eat lunch? Yeah. Let's negotiate with Matt. All right, Matt. So tell us a little bit about what we're talking about. We're talking about negotiation. We're talking about recruiting, but we're not talking about negotiating with recruits.
Right.
Are you crazy?
Yeah. So of course, there's a time that comes in the conversation with the recruit that you might have to negotiate some with them. Okay. However, if you help them understand that the best return on investment they can get skill-wise is negotiations, and they don't understand that already in their business, and you help them understand that through the recruiting process, how can they not want to be part of your company? That's what we're going to dig into, is making sure that you're not just negotiating with them, but you're helping them understand the ROI on negotiations.
Yeah, it's just amazing how many agents there are, period.
Right.
But number two, you know, how important negotiation is inside of real estate, but also how many different perspectives there are on negotiation. Because, you know, you have, and I know this is a little bit off topic, but, you know, you have agents who are just like, man, like, they just, they cut their teeth on it, man. They love it, and they have to win.
Yep.
And, you know, you have other agents who, gosh, like, they look at it and they're like, man, we're all on the same team here, right? Let's just get the transaction, let's just get the transaction, you know, across the finish line with it being a win-win for all parties. Mm-hmm. Well, that has a lot to do with, you know, what we're talking about in a sense of, hey, maybe as a broker, you know, you're on different spectrums of that board. But number two, even from a culture standpoint, you know, if you're on one side of that spectrum, when you're recruiting agents, you need to look and see what side of the spectrum that they're on, because that could cause some headbutts anyway, even talking about negotiation with recruits. So I just want to start by, laying that foundation that, gosh, there's a million different ways to negotiate. There's a million different, there's four different personalities in regards to it.
Yeah.
But talk to us just a little bit about, you know, negotiating and recruiting.
Yeah, you hit on a key thing there, right? So many times, you know, there's really, from what I've seen, there's two camps. There's people that talk about win-win.
Yeah.
And there's people that talk about win-lose.
Yeah.
Okay. And there are arguments on both sides for both of those.
Right.
Okay. And the cool part is, the win-loss people think the win-win people are stupid and that they don't get it. And the win-win people think that the win-loss people are stupid and they don't get it, right? So the truth is, there's different ways of doing it. It has a lot to do with your personality.
Yeah.
Okay. And also what you think a win is. Okay. Some people think a win is running someone's face in the mud so that they can't breathe and that you took the last dime out of their wallet, right?
Right.
Some people think that's a win.
Yeah.
Other people think the win is that both people got, you know, were able to split the baby, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but there are in those camps, when it comes to negotiation, the deeper you dive into negotiations when it comes to business, the less it's win-win and the more it's win-lose. But that's tough in real estate, because everybody is supposed to be on a certain place working towards a certain thing in real estate. Okay. Yeah. So big business, there's it's not about a win-win, right? Big right. business, it's about a win-loss. That's just the way it right. goes, because profits are on such a thin margin,
yes.
right? So sometimes people learn, my reason for saying this is, sometimes people learn their negotiations outside of a specific environment, and then they try to bring those into the environment, and that's where they run into issues, okay?
Gotcha.
So how long can you run around your town and be the person that only believes in win-loss, and the people around you don't want to work with you because they keep losing? Yeah. You're good at it. They keep losing yeah. now, right? So there's a lot of things to take into account with this. Here's the main one that I think people need to, brokers that are looking to recruit, really pay attention to. Which camp are you in? Yeah. Are you in that win-win camp, or are you in that win-loss camp? And whichever camp you are advertising you're in, you better be in.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing on all of this, right? If you say you're a win-win, then don't say you're a win-win when you're talking to people, and then everything you do is a win-loss.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Don't be a win-loss person, and everything you're trying to do, you end up being a win-win person. You're telling everybody, well, I've got to win, I got to compete, I got to whatever, and then the whole time you're splitting the baby with everybody along the line. Whatever it is that you say that you are, you have to be that, you have to demonstrate that, you have to train your agents that, you have to try to attract people into that environment. Mm. Because if you don't, you end up with some conflict in your office.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that as soon as they look around the office and they're like, man, you know, I'm just a win-win person. And I look around and I see all these people around me and they're all win-lose people. I just don't fit in here.
Yeah.
And that's a productive person. And you come in after vacation and everything is in a box and they left.
Yeah.
Right? And the reason why is because they felt like they didn't fit into that culture. So whoever it is that you say you are, when it comes to negotiation, you need to make sure that that's what you're portraying to people. Or otherwise, when people look around and go, wait a minute, this isn't me, they're not going to feel comfortable and they're going to want to move. And they're going to want to move quick.
Yeah. I know the answer to this question, but I'm gonna ask it anyway.
Okay.
that's every time I say that I don't know the answer, I get it wrong, guys. But when do you even share this? Right? Mm-hmm. Are you sharing it in, you know, obviously probably not the initial conversation, but are you right. sharing this, you know, leading up to scheduling an appointment? Are you scheduling this? I mean, are you sharing this kind of information during the interview?
Yeah, at the interview at the latest.
Okay.
At the interview at the latest. And you don't have to say, hey, look, are you win-loss? Because if you're win-loss, you're going to fit in here. But if you're not win-loss, you're not going to fit in here. That's not what you're saying.
That's how you start your interview.
Right, yeah.
We can get this over with quick.
Right. And the person's like, no, I don't want to get this over with quick. And you're like, you're hired.
Line in the sand, exactly.
So no, you have that conversation. So you're sitting there talking to people, and as you're going through your pillars of whatever it is that you do and you offer and how it matches what they do and what they offer, you're going to ask questions, and some of those questions are going to be, so tell me a little bit about, you know, whatever, and you're going to get an idea of how they look at negotiations. Some people, you're going to be able to see that they've got designations, right? They got the alphabet soup saying that they're negotiation people, right? You're going to be able to look at their business card. You're going to be able to look at their website, or you're going to look on social media. And when you look on social media, you're going to see that they were just in a class of negotiations because they posted on social media. So you're going to be able to see all of that way. However, at the latest, it needs to be in the interview that you start having those conversations.
Yeah. So if I'm a broker, mm-hmm. and you know, we're sitting here, we're talking about, you know, win-win, we're talking about win-lose, and I'm like, man, I became broker because, you know, I stink at negotiating. I don't want to sell anymore.
Right.
Right. And, you know, here I am negotiating the creeds and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. How does someone say, man, I don't know what camp I'm in. Maybe I'm not even, don't even feel like I'm that great mm-hmm. of a negotiator. I just love people and I love helping agents win. Mm-hmm. What do they do with this episode? I have follow-up questions to this, but this is just what made me think of, because not everybody's great at negotiating, whether they're in either camp.
Agree. Yeah. So as a broker, you should be taking a negotiations class on a regular basis, right? When you redo your continuing ed, You need to be part of that should probably be negotiations. And the reason why is the best return on investment for a skill is negotiations.
Yeah. So there are CE.
Oh yeah.
Like negotiation class.
I know. There's designations, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. And then you can read a book, right? It doesn't have to be the CE. Go get a book, right? Never Split the Difference. You know, yeah. is a great book by
Chris Voss.
Yeah, Chris Voss. There you go. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, great book. He was an FBI negotiator, right? For a hostage negotiator. And he talks about it. And he's got a bunch of great content too. So, online and everything. But absolutely, you should be, as a broker, part of your education should absolutely be negotiating. You should 100% be learning to get better at it. And then as you go through some of your content that you're putting out in social media or your conversations that you're having or maybe when someone makes an appointment, you've got a follow-up sequence that they get. And the follow-up sequence, one of the things that they have is three ways to negotiate better and retain more of your commission dollar, right? So now all of a sudden, somebody has, I've talked to somebody and they've agreed to meet. And they're going to meet 3 days from now. Well, day one, there's a confirmation of, hey, can't wait to see you on whatever day. Day two is, hey, here's a little bit of information I put out about negotiations that's going to help you keep more commission dollar. And day three is, don't forget, we got an appointment today at 2:00 or whatever the deal is, right? So now all of a sudden they're seeing that information and you can ask them if they had a chance to review it. Just say, hey, I sent a little bit of information over to you. Did you get that, right? Don't be hurt if they say, no, I didn't get a chance to look at it, right? But absolutely refer it back to them and just say, part of what I want to do is I want to help agents keep more of the money that they earn. But part of that is helping them actually earn more. That's why I put some tips on negotiation in there, and I'd love to hear your feedback on it. So if you sent them those things and they show up to the appointment and you ask them if they looked at those things in the email and they say, no, they didn't have time, and you say, nicely, you say, well, hey, dummy, go back and look at it. And then, 2 days from now, you follow up after the appointment and they don't call you back or whatever the deal is. They ghost you. Well, you text them and say, hey, did you get a chance to look at the negotiation things? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. It gives you a great conversation to have with them. That's more than just, hey, I'll offer a bunch of stuff. Do you want that?
Yeah.
And so it helps them from their negotiations and here it helps them get better and helps them save more money. Now, keep in mind, you want the information to be really good, but I'm not asking you to give away all of your secrets.
Right.
But hopefully you have enough secrets so that you can give some away and you're not giving everything away.
Yeah, my secret.
That's right. So whenever it comes to negotiations, there's a bunch of content out there. You can just go look and go, okay, I really like this, or I don't like that, or, oh my gosh, I didn't realize, that this had a name and I use it in negotiations all the time. Absolutely, that's stuff that you can put in there, and it helps them see you as someone that can help them with their business. I'm going to point something out that's really critical on this. Everybody talks to them about commission split.
Yeah.
How many people talk to them about negotiating well to ensure that they get more commission? As a broker, have that conversation with them.
Yeah, no, I like that. So my next thing, putting myself in the broker shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I'm in a win-lose camp. No, that's probably less likely to happen. Let's say I'm in a win-win camp and, everybody's collaborating and just, everybody wants everybody to win. Mm-hmm. And, in the transactions, that kind of thing. But I put out some content or, I've sent some messages and, even out of the blue, maybe this really high producer,
mm-hmm.
Says, hey, I've watched some of your content. I'd really like to sit down with you and interview.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're in that interview and, they're doing $20 million a year or something like that, and you find out, man, they're a win-lose.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is there any fit for that person in the brokerage, or do you just say, listen, man,
it ain't gonna work.
It ain't gonna work.
Oh, is there any fit is completely up to the broker.
Okay.
Okay. And the reason why I say it's completely up to the broker is because that can make a big difference to their brokerage, and it, and that win loss might be on a scale.
Yeah.
If they come in and they're wanting to duke it out with every agent you've got in your office, and they're just trying to, you know, the reason why they're coming in your office is because they want to steal all the business from all of your agents and just do a better job and beat them all up and run them through the dirt, then no, of course not, right? But you have to take a look at your office and see on that scale how far apart they are. Because some people that are win-loss are just, that's just how they've learned to do it, and they're really good at it, and they're really nice about it. And some of the people that are losing to them don't even realize they're losing.
Right.
Right? And maybe that fits with your win-win environment.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't. So to give a generic answer on that would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
So and what I mean by a generic answer on that is say yes if that's the case, or no, you should never do that. That would be irresponsible.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of other things that factor into it, because what makes an agent good isn't just how they negotiate.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other things that fit. So are they a good fit on everything else? And it's just that part is how they look at it. Because I liked I would say I was more on the win-win camp most of the time, but there were certain things that were just zero when it was win-loss.
Yeah.
Ethical things, integrity things, things that had to do with commission dollar that my agents had earned. Man, it was a win-lose. That's all.
Yeah.
There was no spectrum there, right?
Yeah.
But the stuff that was, you know, the stuff that was like, you know, this person, you know, they, you know, got at the same time, and this person, I knew that, and all these people and all that, and all of a sudden everything just gets kind of gray and there wasn't good documentation on things and all that kind of stuff. At that point, whenever I had to step in, you know, I would try to look at it as much as possible, knowing that it was not a complete picture.
Yeah.
I would always say there's three sides to a story. Okay. And so those situations, I would try to look at it as much as possible like a win-win, because in the beginning, that's not how I looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, there was nothing worse than pushing for a win-loss and realizing that you should have lost, although you won.
Yeah.
And that bothered me, right?
Yeah.
When I could maneuver things to a win, and it was things that my agents had not handled right.
Yeah.
Oh, that I didn't care for that.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That to me, that win was not really a win, and so I just tried to, you know, stay in that camp of there's three sides to a story. But man, that is up to the brokers listening. They need to make that choice. Our reason for having this conversation is to make sure that they don't go into a recruiting meeting just negotiating with the recruit. Sometimes it's helping the recruit understand how to negotiate, which is enough to help win them over.
Yeah.
Because if you can look at it like this, let's say that I have a good conversation with an agent about negotiations, and like, man, I never thought about that. And you go, well, go back really quick. Let's look at your past 12 months. Do me a favor, write down all the transactions that you had over the past 12 months. And if you would have applied this negotiation technique on all of those listings that you have, do you think you would have made more money? And they're like, oh my gosh, yeah, absolutely. I would have made more money. At that point, because I've helped with that, the negotiation I have to have later about the other things of them coming on board just got easier.
Yeah.
Because I helped them understand how to negotiate, it made it easier for me on my negotiations later.
It's weird how that works.
Right? Yeah. So that's why we're talking about this. You're not just negotiating against the recruit whenever you're there. So make sure that, you know, sometimes you are, okay? But you're not just negotiating against the recruit whenever you're there. So make sure that you're taking a look at the big picture, especially early on. That's why I said, you know, at the latest, it has to be in the interview.
Yeah, I love that. Guys, we'd love to talk to you guys more about this.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that with us live every Friday, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's absolutely free to attend. It's called the Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society. You just click the link in the description below, put your name and your email in, and we will send you the login details every single Friday morning, as well as 15 minutes before the meeting starts. And mm-hmm. Just reminding you that it's getting ready to start. So
yep, make the ones you can make.
Yeah, that's exactly right. No obligation to attend every single one of them. Just yep, show up when you can.
We don't take attendance.
That's exactly right. Matt,
mm-hmm.
We do that and everything else that we do for one reason and one reason alone. And tell them why.
Man, we just want to be part of your win.